Several Pac-12 football teams, including ASU, have this weekend off, but that still leaves four conference games starting tonight that'll undoubtedly have some controversial calls to be reviewed. But at least those calls won't be reviewed by the conference's general counsel, which, according to reporting by Yahoo Sports, was part of Pac-12 policy and even affected one decision in a late September game between USC and Washington State. With us for just a couple of minutes to talk about it is John Wilner of the Bay Area News Group, who writes the Pac-12 hotline. John, good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay. Thanks for squeezing us in, because I'm really curious about this. What went on here? Was this a misunderstanding, or did a referee actually think the general counsel was sort of overruling him to some extent?
That's what the replay official in the booth at the Coliseum believed, that he was being overruled, and that that's a very bad thing, and that because he was being overruled by an untrained official who is basically a conference executive, that cuts right to the heart of the integrity of the officiating process. And if you don't have integrity in that, then your product is shot. So the conference, this was a gigantic mistake by the conference.
Let's just
The first time.
Yeah,
that wasn't the first time. The guy's been in the general counsel has been part of the replay review process for a long time. It's just that nobody outside the conference knew that. And once it was exposed by the Yahoo report, the conference took swift action.
Well, did the conference commissioner actually, was it his decision that the policy had been that way? I mean, I don't want to leave that so quickly because it sounds bizarre. All right, so people are football fans. They have a replay official, and one thinks, okay, right or wrong, the replay official is the one deciding it. There isn't a phone call to an attorney or anything like that. It just seems strange that they would have had that in the first place.
Well, they have it's not just with the Pac-12, it is in other conferences too. You have the officials on the field, you have an official or officials in the replay booth in the stadium. There is also a command center at the conference headquarters, and the other conferences have this too. In that command center at the Pac-12 headquarters are other officials, and they are reviewing in real time the same camera angles that the official in the replay booth in the stadium is watching. And there is collaboration back and forth between the command center and the replay booth. Where the Pac-12 is unusual is they also have their general counsel in that command center chiming in. And he is an untrained official, and he has no business being in there. He has no business being part of the process in any way. This kind of thing doesn't happen in other conferences. It speaks to the Pac-12's lack of understanding of how college football should work.
You mentioned there are going to be some changes. Did Larry Scott announce what they'd be, other than, hey, the general counsel won't be consulted on this? And did he do a mea culpa in any way on this?
He did a little bit, yeah. I mean, he admitted that they made a mistake by having the general counsel part of the process, and they acknowledged that, you know, you can't have a perception of a credibility problem with your officiating. They are going to, there's two different tracks. One, short term, the general counsel is out of the process. And two, they are going to conduct a review of their entire replay operation, which will take time. And they're going to see how other conferences do it. They're going to talk to their own head coaches and athletic directors to get some feedback there. So, you know, I don't know if that's going to, I doubt that's going to take place this season. My guess is that's something that we'll see manifest itself next year.
And John, finally, in the last minute or so, just big picture, is officiating a problem all across college football generally, not just replay, but generally, or is it a little bit more of a Pac-12 problem? Because we seem to hear a lot more of it. Now, of course, I live in Phoenix. Maybe that's part of the reason, but does the Pac-12 have a worse reputation when it comes to officiating?
Well, it is a problem everywhere, and in any given year, there could be pretty headline-making controversies in any conference. The Pac-12 has an outsized portion of those problems over, say, the last 10 or 12 years. I would say it leads major college football in officiating controversies / scandals. And let's not forget, for a lot of your readers might remember, a lot of your listeners might remember, the basketball controversy when there was a bounty put on Arizona coach Sean Miller for technical fouls. That was, 5 years ago? So the conference has had integrity issues with both of its major sports.
John Wilner of the Bay Area News Group also writes the Pac-12 Hotline. John, thanks for joining us for sort of a Seinfeld-esque story. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Take care.